Hi, this is Warren Rogan of the Sports Forgotten Heroes podcast, here to share a winning strategy for Father's Day from our partners at Sterling Roastery. If your dad treats his morning coffee like a pregame ritual, you need to introduce him to the Sterling Roastery lineup. This isn't that stale, over-roasted stuff sitting on a grocery shelf. Sterling roasts their beans multiple times a week for unbeatable freshness. The smart play? A coffee subscription. He gets to choose his grind from French press to espresso and his favorite roast depth. It's a world-class lineup of Java that shows up like a reliable veteran on a perennial powerhouse team. Go to sterlingsoap.com and set him up. He'll thank you with every cup. That's Sterling, S-T-I-R-L-I-N-G, soap.com.
Welcome to the official Football Learning Academy podcast. I'm your host, Ken Crippen, and I'm the founder and lead instructor at the Football Learning Academy, an online school teaching pro football history. To learn more about the Football Learning Academy, go to our website at www.football-learning-academy.com. Not only will you find links to our social media channels and a listing of all podcast episodes, but you'll find other fascinating interviews and classes. And an important note, a portion of all proceeds generated at the Football Learning Academy go to help retired players in need. That website again is www.football-learning-academy.com. Today we focus on Connie Carberg, the first female scout in NFL history when she held that position with the New York Jets. To learn more about trailblazing contributors in pro football history, visit our Historical Scouting Reports class, where we focus on the greats in pro football history, and it's something that will continually expand over time. Check it out at the Football Learning Academy website, www.football-learning-academy.com. Now let's get to our profile of Connie Carberg. Connie Nicholas was born in Levittown, Long Island, New York. Her father was Dr. Calvin Nicholas, who went on to be the New York Jets team internist and had started that position in 1962. Her uncle was Dr. James Nicholas, who became the Jets' orthopedist. Football was in her blood, and she showed a passion for the sport from a very early age. In 1963, she started to learn scouting from a science teacher at her junior high school and high school, Paul Albert, who had later scouted in the NFL. He taught her how to look at all positions on the field, not just the player with the ball. He also taught her how to evaluate players and the various skill sets needed to play each position. At the age of 15, she started to evaluate college players, and she would rate players and hold mock drafts with her older brother, Chris. She also learned from Walt Michaels, then defensive coordinator with the New York Jets. He would come over to the Nicholas household to watch college games with Connie and to help her understand the sport. While attending Ohio State University, she was invited by head coach Woody Hayes to watch practices and absorb as much information as possible. She would talk to the visiting scouts and to the players to pick their brains. She absorbed as much information as possible. Keep in mind that this was a pretty big deal. At the time, there were no women at all in football, not in the pros, not in college. This was a first. In 1974, she graduated from Ohio State University with a degree in home economics and was going to go into teaching. She originally started at Wheaton College, but transferred to Ohio State in 1971. She also started coaching at her former high school, as well as in the Long Island Yacht Club. A few months later, Charlie Winter, then head coach of the New York Jets, asked her if she wanted a position with the team. He had been visiting the Nicholas household that summer, and after a conversation with her, he offered her a position. She joined the franchise as a receptionist slash secretary in the scouting department. Not long after joining the team, they asked her to grade film. That drew the attention of general manager Al Ward, who gave her the opportunity to go on the road to scout players. In 1975, she made the team's final draft pick, selecting tight end Mark Bartosik out of Ohio State. Bartosik played for the freshman team at Ohio State, then spent 3 years on the varsity squad, playing in 3 straight Rose Bowls. He made it partway through training camp, but was released prior to the start of the season. In 1976, she was asked if she wanted to do some scouting along with her regular duties. She said yes, and the rest is history. As the NFL's first female scout, she started evaluating talent in the Big Ten Conference. However, when Jets new owner Leon Hess took over in 1977, he did not want to have a woman on the road scouting, so he relegated her to the Jets offices from 1977 through 1980 with the title of personnel assistant. But the change in her position did not stop her from making an impact. Connie is credited with scouting Mark Gastineau, the defensive end out of Eastern Central Oklahoma. Gastineau was drafted 41st overall by the New York Jets in the 1979 NFL Draft. Over his career, he went to 5 Pro Bowls, led the league in sacks twice, and was inducted into the New York Jets Ring of Honor. She's even had the honor of making the phone call on draft day to say that the Jets were selecting Gastineau. On January 20th, 1979, she married John Carberg and moved to Florida, ending her career with the Jets. In an interview with Connie, she reflected on the landscape for women in scouting today. According to her, quote, "It has really opened up today. I think scouting is even better for women and less questionable because you can judge. You can be male or female. You can be right, you can be wrong, just like the male can," end quote. Thank you for listening to our profile of Connie Carberg. To learn more about the Football Learning Academy, go to our website at www.football-learning-academy.com. Not only will you find links to our social media channels and a listing of all podcast episodes, but you'll find other fascinating interviews and classes. And an important note, a portion of all proceeds generated at the Football Learning Academy go to help retired players in need. That website again is www.football-learning-academy.com. Thank you for listening.
Hi, everyone. There's a new podcast in town, Statman and Robin. We are the dynamic duo of Baltimore sports history.
We have lots of stories to tell about the great and not so great teams and players in Baltimore's rich sports history, and some of the more obscure ones too.
We grew up together with these teams and players, and we'll add our experiences to these great stories.
Yep, we were there for a lot of them. Join us here on the Sports History Network.